Blog Talk Radio.
One thing about this particular time is having everything grinding to a halt. So we have, we should be thankful for what we have. The fact that we have a roof over our head, that we have our health, family, everything. You know, is this what for this pandemic, or this is something that maybe we need as kind of grateful for what we have, grateful for things. And God says, God can bless everything. God can bless us all, God has blessed. How many people actually take time to be grateful and thank God for all that He's provided for them? We're going to go to the third chapter of Colossians. And I was struck by a couple of things as we go along. I'd like to. Start with verse 1. If so, you have grace. If you have grace, Christ, seek all things that are above. If Christ is seated at the right hand, set your minds on things that are above, now things that are above. For you have died, and your life is in Christ. Christ is your life is still. And you are also, that you also be revealed in the world. What it says to me is focus on God, not on earth. Because the things we have on earth are temporary. But when we have Christ in life, that is permanent as the rest. Verse 5, accept therefore whatever it means to you to earth. Dedication, purity, passion, desire, I doubt. When we see a lot of that. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming and those who are disobedient. These are the ways they also want to follow and who are living bad life. Now you must get rid of false anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self and practices, and have clothed yourself with himself, which is the knowledge according to the Spirit, in that renewal, they're no longer Greek, but they're circumcised, they're uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, Scythe, Greek, Dice, all of them. What comes to mind here is not to put it all into together. Now, there's not how much wealth we have, how much influence we have. It doesn't matter what we're looking for. It doesn't matter what our religion is. It doesn't matter how it's good. But like it says here, back in those days, circumcised. It doesn't matter who we are, what we are, what we have, or where we're in. And we're all together. When we come to Christ, that we all come to Christ. How do we know who we are, how much God is in, what we need, and the more Christ has been committed to us. Wherever we came from isn't that important. Verse 12, as God shows them, holy at the level of believers of Christ, kindness, just thinking about that now could use a lot of that. Many people think of the parish, they've been a lot of parish for others, the left field, calling up, calling friends, calling, checking in on family members, checking in on neighbors. Particularly the elderly and infants. Now, showing kindness, stability, that's the any phrase or anything. And doing it with patience. Verse 13, bear with one another, and if anyone has a claim against another, forgive each other. This is the way it's forgiven. So you also must forgive. Some of us reconcile our differences. Whatever we've done, you know, if we've done something wrong, something, go forgive. Above all, hold yourself. Binds everything together. Now we go to verse 15. Follow the highlight of deficit. Let the peace of Christ rule the hearts, which we will call one body of action. Now notice here that thanks to the Lord, Christ said, let the thankful voice mentioned about peace. You know, even if you go to the, you could celebrate at Easter, Christ came to the apostles after his resurrection. The first thing he said was, peace be with you, and said, like Christ. Now we're going to go to the Colossians now, just later. And Paul says, let Christ rule in your hearts, which indeed you call your body. But this is where your active God falls. Now, his peace fills our hearts, his hearts with gratitude. And this is important. That's why this is active, so gratitude. Satisfied that God is more than just one, take like space. There's yet to take into consideration that, yeah, even though we're in troubled times, there's a greater thing to be done. God is greater time. They are no more evil. Verse 6, let the glory of Christ belong. time when I was all wisdom. And with gratitude, your heart. So, Psalm 7. What are you doing, Lord, with diligence in the name of the Lord Jesus? Giving thanks to God, Father, for that gratitude, giving thanks. And one thing, you know, God loves God, helps me, great, be thankful for you, thanks for our salvation, thankful for our health, thankful for what he has done. And God loves our heart to thankful. We go through 1 Thessalonians, because he thanks all circumstances. So this is the will of Christ. Okay, now it says also. Okay, everything is going to be, everything is going to be nice, but it's a troubling time. But be thankful that he's in your, that you're in his hand and he's in his throat. And we go to verse 34 and 47. Do not be anxious about anything, but in faith and prayer and supplication, be thanksgiving that you bless the very own God. And you go to verse 7. And do not surpass sin and regard your heart and heart and keep. There's saying a thanksgiving peace. To be thankful, you have to say peace. So it isn't so much how, it isn't much how much we have grown with what we're doing at the end of the situation. No, we can't throw all the results, we can't throw what happened, you know. Okay, it happened. It happened. Now, what do we do? What do we do with the situation at the end? No, are we going to be complaining? Are we going to be angry? Are we going to be fearful? That's not part of God. So it gets back to the end. Verse 5. With the death of one of the earth, or one of his spirits, Ash people die in peace. Lord, Lord, take notice of the death, about death and doctrine of our attitude. The life, Bible, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure some of you take the time to go to the church. Sure is, right now it is. Not where we're going, but they hear me. Be thankful for all. Be thankful for waking up. You'll be thankful that you have something to eat. Teach your children, teach your children, teach your family. I'm thankful for the people who delivered food to our home yesterday. I don't know who they were. I think they were going back. These folks out here that really scrambling to just get enough to eat. You know, I think about people at home right now. You know, they're out here, you know, they don't have a roof over them sometimes. If they had nothing to eat, no money to eat. They have no money to eat. You know, they got all the influence to do it. So we want to own a disability or health. I'm pretty sure that most students, whether they survive the coronavirus. I have a friend who he just got over, had a discovery. So like that such. So there's many people who have that, and they've come through it. And I've heard it was like this. And there's a lot of food. But there's some good answer to that. And just for a moment, people who have lost friends, loved ones, people, co-workers, who just speak stop right now, pray for them, pray for their family. I know there's a lot of pain, grief, and a lot of broken hearts. And I just pray for them. Pray for them also. Now, if you go on, continue on, you know, because now we don't know what this, we don't know what's going to happen. But each day, I'm grateful that you can see another day, grateful that that we haven't got to catch up. Another grateful guy has handled. You know, when you have a new life twice as hard. I think having that inner peace. And I'm thankful to God. Prior to that, I didn't know what to do. I also didn't know where I could get it. I had to do something to hear. And even during times like these. So, you can have God in this time. That gets back to the thing I said earlier. Are you full of how you react? Or is it the bank going on because you have full truth? And your life can't go, so you can't control how you react. Yes, you take off. Things punch the spirit. Not necessarily a watch out for the physical health this time, but also watch out for the mental health too. Emotions. Another emotion is how your emotions are often put on there. You have plenty of bitter negative emotions. Everything out there just goes into this. And it's not, you know, I thought this stuff to study, but it's still Easter season. You know, still Easter season. We're talking about the resurrection. Resurrection of Christ after Christ is resurrected. But we can also talk about the resurrection because I believe that the apostles and the faith that they saw these things. And the apostle Paul, he was saying, very good for the Christ that he was saved. He's very good. So, all he needs is his One of the most famous verses in my mind that you can see. Peace I leave with you. Out of self, that now your heart troubles me to let you go. That's 14th chapter, John, verse 27. I think that kind of sums up. That kind of brings everything into focus. So being thankful. I mean, there's a reason why he had to say that twice to the apostles that grace. They were troubled, they were afraid, they were in a situation. Didn't know what was going to happen, a lot of uncertainty. And one question. Jesus said this to the thankfulness that they saw him, what he had thought them actually happened. And we can learn from this situation, from this pandemic we have here. But I'm pretty sure we're all asking for a story to write, for stories to tell. God bless you, how lives are touched, tell how people were grateful for all the help they receive. And I believe this is a God bless us. Right? In all, give thanks. And it's peace to our hearts. And it's peace that passes all understanding. And this is a kind of thing. I just hope this episode is helpful. I encourage you, and I encourage you, first thing, just be thankful. We're going to get through this. I'll be here soon. Just be thankful for God's presence. And this is the kind of Jim. I just pray that you have a wonderful day. I encourage you to pray for all the sick. Father, I just pray, especially our sick. Pray, Lord, heal them right now. Pray, Lord, heal them. I just pray for those who are lost. Love them. Pray, Lord, heal them. I just pray that you pray, Lord, your peace and fill their heart. I just pray, Lord, help them. Thank you for this. 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 God bless.